Je ne veux pas travailler.
What's in a pink martini? Well, as drinks go, I don't have a clue. But the band is an intoxicating blend of Latin and jazz sounds. Led by Thomas Lauderdale and China Forbes, Pink Martini borrows sounds from across the globe to make music as eclectic as their own personal backgrounds. This is the first song they ever wrote together. It's called Sympathique.
People around the world can relate to it. It's, as someone referred to it, it's a slacker anthem for people who don't want to work.
Constantly out on the road, Pink Martini are promoting their third release. It's called Hey Eugene. I must confess, I went to college with these guys, and they were just as full of joie de vivre then as they are now. They dropped by our NPR West studios on the way to a three-night stay at the Hollywood Bowl. China and Thomas, I haven't seen you guys in a bazillion, quadrillion years. I'm so excited.
How are you?
I'm doing great, Thomas.
It's great to see you. I think I last saw you actually on the streets of Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, you guys are based in Portland, but how much time do you spend on the road now?
About 150 days out of the year. You know, which is actually not that much considering that most people work 250 days out of the year. Plus there's the additional bonus of being able to sort of travel and get applause every night, which most people don't necessarily get.
Over the years, you have gone on to do three albums, a ton of work for movies and TV. Your work has been sampled in commercials as well, becoming more orchestral in terms of your performances. What drives you now to keep going, China?
I think at this point, it's kind of this wide open, unexpected, huge palette where we don't know what we're going to do next, which is kind of exciting because in the past we had written a lot of songs and we thought, oh, we'll put those on the third album. Now we actually have no songs and we're starting from scratch, which is really cool, and we kind of have a sense of the kind of album we want to make. So we're going to write more for that kind of album as opposed to just drawing from the repertoire we've created over the years. So I think it's kind of a new chapter for Pink Martini.
Hey Eugene, do you remember me? I'm that chick you danced with two times through the Rufus album Friday night at that party.
And tell me about the songwriting that you did for Hey Eugene. How do you write?
There's no formula. I mean, sometimes Thomas will have a melody that he's working on and we'll get together and I'll join in, or I'll start a melody or lyrics and we'll both bring a fragment to each other, and I think those really work well. Sometimes, like the song Hey Eugene, it's much different from all the other Pink Martini music, but we sort of snuck it in on the third album and then named the album after it, which is funny.
And you looked into my bloodshot eyes and said, is it too soon if I call you Sunday, Eugene?
Both of you come from multicultural families, and Thomas, you've got African-American brothers, Iranian brother, your mother, China, is one of the foremost African-American women in the equities business, a really formidable woman.
Yeah, she is.
How did your intercultural backgrounds affect this music, if at all?
Well, I think both of us grew up studying different languages and both being aware of sort of a world beyond white America, and having a black brother, black sister, and an Iranian brother, and being mystery Asian myself, and studying different languages and also studying music of different countries. I think that all of those forces have colluded. And so in many ways, I feel like the band is kind of a cross between like a Hollywood musical and the United Nations.
I think just having exposure to my black family and my white family and like the French side of my father's family. So I studied French from a pretty early age, and I was always drawn to foreign languages, and I listened to a broad range of music. So when Thomas asked me to become part of Pink Martini, it was sort of something I hadn't been aware of. I'd never would have created that for myself, but it was a perfect fit for every piece of my puzzle, probably.
Why don't you guys each give me a story about something that happened while performing, whether it's a connection with an audience member or a breakthrough of your own, something that you'll always remember, China.
It's really simple things. I mean, we often sign CDs after our concerts, and it's a chance for us to meet our audience. And an older woman came up to us in the spring and said that the song we had written called Everywhere, which is on our new album, was a perfect song to play at her 50th wedding anniversary, which was coming up.
I've never, ever known a love that lasted beyond the thrill.
And it just was so satisfying to know that someone would want that song for such a huge event in their life, which makes me really happy.
And now my place is this.
Do you have anything that you remember, Thomas? There was a girl who wanted to marry you.
Oh, right, in San Antonio.
Oh, boy.
She was trembling when she met him. And she doesn't understand that he's not interested in girls. so she still follows us around.
I have to just say, you and your cocktail dresses. I remember in college you used to throw those breakfast at Tiffany's parties.
Yum.
You were so awesome. You always looked great. Well, Thomas and China, it's really great to reconnect with you again, and enjoy that really hectic tour schedule.
Thanks.
Thank you.
China Forbes and Thomas Lauderdale make up the core of Pink Martini. They'll be performing at the Hollywood Bowl tonight and throughout the weekend. Their latest record is called Hey Eugene. To read a little bit more about my college days with China and Thomas, head to our blog, nprnewsandviews.org.